The Skagway filing period closes with 5 candidates on the roster, and a review of the Haines Police Department finds a host of deficiencies. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. An external review of the Haines Police Department was released to the public recently. The study finds serious deficiencies that have contributed to ineffective policing. The $22,000 audit by Gregory Russell of Soldotna-based Russell Consulting is pushing the borough government to reckon with how to improve the many shortcomings of the Haines PD. Russell says the Haines Police Department has suffered from a lack of vision and oversight that has left problems in need of immediate attention. He drew those conclusions after observing the department, reviewing its policy, examining records, and talking to staff and community members during a week-long visit to Haines in March. Russell says that previous police chiefs did not perform the expectations of an effective chief and did not establish a solid foundation to build a professional department.
Many times it occurs not as somebody doesn't just say, hey, let's have the worst police department in the state, and I'm not saying that Haines is, nor did I say that, hey, let's have one that is substandard, and I'm not saying that that's anybody's intent, but through inattention, through lack of follow-through, or many times just through ignorance of what really needs to occur, these kind of circumstances occur.
Inattention and poor leadership have led to what Russell describes as ineffective services, low morale, personnel turnover, and a lack of confidence in the police that's felt throughout the community. Russell says this isn't just a failure of previous police chiefs, but also prior borough managers and assemblies.
There were no surprises.
That's borough manager Dave Sosa, who requested the external audit.
What's important is getting it down in writing, making it clear for everybody, and making a commitment to do something about it. That's what's been lacking. And we've got that now, and we're going to make a difference.
Russell says within the department, he found widespread feelings of lack of direction and follow-through. Those feelings were echoed by community members he talked to. Russell says the issues that have the highest liability have to do with organization of the evidence room, personnel recruitment, screening and hiring, and policy and procedures manuals. He also recommended improvements to fleet equipment, staff development, training, inventory management, and jail maintenance. The police chief who was in place while Russell conducted the audit was Bill Musser. Musser tendered his resignation in March, and his last day was in May. Now the police department is under the authority of interim chief Robert Griffiths. Griffiths has committed to stay with Haines PD through November. Russell says hiring a quality permanent chief is crucial. He says it's important to have a leader who has a vision for the department and who is willing to commit long term to Haines.
A new chief has the opportunity to reset the clock, that not to be held accountable for previous administrations or previous actions, is able to go forward from that. I have literally seen good, effective police departments deteriorate when they get an ineffective, or they made a poor choice when it came to hiring a police chief. It just blinds.
The Haines Public Safety Commission plans to hold a public hearing September 2nd to hear from community members about what they'd like to consider in the hiring of a new chief. And there are more police jobs to be filled. Right now, only one of 3 officer positions is occupied by a permanent full-time employee. One of the officer posts is filled by a temporary hire. The other officer position is vacant. So the borough is currently recruiting for 2 out of 3 officer jobs. Sosa says there are some things making the recruitment process difficult.
I think the reality is, within the state of Alaska, there's no secrets about the status of our department or any other department. People know. There's a reason we've been having challenges hiring officers and keeping officers and getting officers of the quality that we want, because there is a perception, and given the results of the audit, a correct perception that there have been historical challenges with the department.
He says Haines is also on the lower end of the pay scale for police officers in Alaska. That's another challenge in recruiting. Now let's get into some more details in the audit. Russell graded dispatch operations below standards. He says hiring and keeping highly trained emergency dispatchers must be a fundamental goal. Russell says there are some infrastructure problems in dispatch as well. He says records management is outdated and unreliable, and current radio communication equipment leaves emergency personnel in some areas without dispatch communication. Russell says dispatch is in need of a strengthened policy and procedures manual, as is the department as a whole. Russell says current manuals are outdated, not maintained, or non-existent. Russell says Haines PD is also below standards in its evidence handling. He says that necessary duty is often disregarded. Training is also an area Russell cites as being below standards. He says there are no training records or plans for personnel. Russell says the police budget requires immediate attention. He says the budget is short-sighted and status quo. It doesn't provide adequate detail for how money is to be spent. It also doesn't reflect much of a plan for improvement of services. Community-oriented policing. That's what Russell thinks the department needs to hold as a goal.
The bottom line is you cannot just hire more police officers and make your community feel safer or reduce crime. It has to be a partnership. Partnerships are based upon trust. The only way that that's going to occur is if you have communication, a free flow of information between the community and to the police department.
The only thing more critical than Russell's review of the department are the comments he recorded from conversations with 29 members of the public. Many of the residents had negative impressions of former police chief Musser. Some didn't even know the chief's name. Many of the interviewees also complained about long-term issues. Some said they were worried crimes, including drug use, were rising in Haines, and the police department had not proven themselves capable of solving and preventing those crimes. Sosa and Griffiths say they have been addressing some of the immediate problems already. Sosa says he hopes to conduct this kind of audit on the police department every 3 years. He says if it is done again in 3 years, this is what he hopes will be different.
As we, you know, go around talking to members of the community, I'd like to hear them say that they're proud of their police department. They appreciate the job that their officers are doing, and they fully support them in their mission.
The full police department review is available at HainesAlaska.gov. The filing period to run for public office in Skagway's October 6th election closed at 5 p.m. on Monday. Roger Griffin and incumbent Mark Schaefer are running for the 2-year term of borough mayor. Schaefer was elected mayor in 2013, and before that, he served on the assembly. He works for White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Griffin is retired from the U.S. Forest Service and runs a marine repair business. Jay Burnham and Steve Burnham Jr. are running for 2 vacant seats on the borough assembly. Each carries a 3-year term. Steve Burnham Jr. and Gary Hansen are the 2 members whose seats are up for election. Hansen did not file for re-election. Jay Burnham was appointed to the Skagway Planning and Zoning Commission in 2014, and his term on the commission ends this year. Burnham is a National Guard member who works for White Pass. Steve Burnham Jr. is his nephew. He has served on the assembly since 2012 and also works for White Pass. There are 2 vacant seats on the Skagway School Board, but just 1 candidate. John Hischer has filed for re-election to the 3-year seat. He is a licensed clinical social worker at the Dahl Memorial Clinic who has served on the school board for 3 years. School board member Stuart Brown, whose seat is also up for election, did not file. Although the filing period has closed, it's not too late to run as a write-in candidate. Those seeking public office as a write-in must submit a letter of intent to the municipality by 5 p.m. on Friday, October 2nd. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch has more information at City Hall. Skagway residents will also vote on whether to ratify a 35-year lease between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The Borough Assembly recently voted to repeal the special election they had scheduled for August 25th and move the lease question to the October election. In Haines, there are a couple more days to file for 2 open borough assembly seats and 3 school board seats. So far, Margaret Friednauer and Jerry Lapp have filed for borough assembly, and Mike Wilson has filed for school board. The deadline is Thursday, August 20th. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.